That's why everybody wants a piece of the action.
This is Feel Good, Feel Good, Feel Good Friday.
Everybody needs a main attraction.
Splendid time is guaranteed for all.
Yes, yes, I like that. A lot more of that, please.
Hello there, it's Feel Good Friday here with myself, Sean, and Dave. When we got a show for you today, we got Swindon Humanists in with us who are going to be chatting to us what it is to be a humanist or be, follow the humanism. I'm going to get this right. I'm going to turn to my guests from the word go because I suspect already I'm going to cock up in some respect already. So I'm going to first of all just very quick hello to say to Nikki Dempsey, Neil Davies and Ben Carter. Hello to you.
Hello.
Hello.
Was I totally off ball there, or was I somewhere in the right ballpark?
Everybody, good.
There'll be a lot of tripping up today. We'll be having our mystery voice, and we'll also be having our what's-ons. But we're going to, of course, we're going to crack straight on. We're going to give you some of this right now.
It's time for the Medley Musical Challenge. Can you name the artist? Can you name the song? In the montage that we call the Medley Musical Challenge.
Okay, yeah, you know how this works, don't you? We got five artists, five bands. See if you can work out who all these people are. I don't know how well you did with that. Actually, we could just turn to our guest, really, without shouting out the answers. If you got 1 point for the artist right. and 1 point for the band, how many points would you get collectively? What do you reckon?
I'm terrible, so I think I only scored one.
One? Okay.
Maybe yeah, two or three, possibly.
Two or three? Okay. Well, if you stay throughout the end of the show, we'll give you the answers. No, we will give you the answers for you, Lee. Don't worry about it. We won't let you linger there. Don't worry in that respect. Obviously, we'll come back to that later in the show, and we'll give you a chance. Well, actually, we'll do, obviously, because we'll give you some clues as well, which can be a plus thing, can be a minus thing, can't it? Anyway, as you can hear, we've got some guests in the show with us today. Swindon Humanists. So we got Nikki, Neil and Ben. So maybe Nikki, if I could just turn to you to start with. Humanism, being a humanist, if we have that as an opening, what is that all about then? How could you summarise that to somebody?
Okay, humanists are non-religious people who believe that the universe is a natural phenomenon that doesn't have a supernatural side, and that they wish to live ethical and rational lives, but based on science, without the belief in any kind of heaven or hell or punishment or reward in an afterlife. So we tend to believe that we have one life and we should make the best of it, treat the world, other people and all the creatures that we come across on the planet with as much respect as possible.
What's the history behind that? If it's obviously a non-religious aspect to it, historically that must have, for some people, you know, years ago, generations ago, that must have proved a difficult way of living, really, wouldn't it?
It's gone through, humanism, as far as I know, has gone through various phases of popularity in history. I believe there were large quantities of the Greek philosophers and people as far back through recorded history as we know that had humanist beliefs, though they may not have used that word to describe them, but certainly they had a rational way of looking at the world without the supernatural element.
But if you're going through, I was just thinking maybe, you know, during the Middle Ages or medieval times, religion was such a, particularly in Europe, such a powerful, all-encompassing folk, you know, force that if you didn't say you followed the right religion, well, you'd be burnt at the stake, and well, if it could be worse, but you know, you'd be. I can't imagine would there be many people in Europe, say, standing up, whether it's that word in humanism. Would have stood. I mean, were there historical famous people from that period who sort of fought the cause, so to speak?
Well, I think there's a very long history of doubt for thousands of years. But you're absolutely right that we're very lucky that we live in an age where we can stand up and say these things without any fear of being burnt to the stake, having bits of us lopped off, or anything like that. We're very lucky. So. The word humanism, though, I'm not sure that would have applied throughout all that time. I think that's more of a modern term, mm-hmm. although the precepts behind it go back long before any sort of organised religion. And I think religion has kind of co-opted a lot of the common sense things that we think of as humanism and claim that they're their own. You know, the golden rule is a sort of prime example of that. Just treat others as you wish to be treated yourself. It isn't a religious precept. It's something that humans have lived by for thousands of years.
So how does that, that point you're saying, how does that in an everyday sense, or not actually totally everyday sense, but how does that influence the way somebody lives, if they're a humanist, their outlook on life? What aspects of their life is affected by it, and how does that have an impact on their lives?
Well, I think you have to consider other people's opinions. I mean, some of the things that humanists will take as very important are equality, things like this. And so those sort of considerations come in when you're dealing with other people all the time. That sort of thing comes up in everyday life all the time.
And maybe just turning to yourself, Ben, how long have you been part of Is it following? Is that the right word? I can't imagine following is the right word. Being interested in the subject, I don't know if that's the right terminology. Or
I became interested in the group very soon after we started, which was December 2012, I believe. The first meeting I went to was in January 2013, so just a month later. And I've kind of my knowledge of humanism has sort of grown from there, really. And I'm still sort of working a lot of my ideas out, really, in terms of what I believe in, and I found it very stimulating being in the group with having different opinions, because we're not all of the same view necessarily on the big issues. So I found it sort of quite useful to hear other sides of the same coin, really, in terms of making my mind up about the big issues. So.
I'd say exactly the same. I mean, I was at the first meeting, but the reason I joined, apart from it was at a pub I could walk to.
Was it a pub? That's a good starting point.
Exactly. Yeah,
could you walk home from it afterwards?
Well, that's a different story. I'm not going to talk about that. But no, I joined really to find out what humanism was. I've always been an atheist. I'm proud to call myself an atheist, but that doesn't really say much about yourself other than you don't believe in God, whereas humanism goes a bit further, and I wanted to find out what that was. And after spending time with the group and learning a bit more from, you know, literature from the British Humanist Association, we're affiliated with them now, I've decided that's the label for me. Absolutely, I'm an atheist, of course, but a humanist is goes one step beyond, as I say, and I'm happy to call myself that now as well.
I know you've it'd be possible to labour the point, but I just want to get it clear in a moment. Again, if you said it's now for you, what does it? What do you get out of it, or what do you see it does for society, or you, or family, or well, group? What does it consist? If you're someone's a religious person, they'd be able to clarify quite. Well, some people could clarify
true.
Quite clearly,
yeah.
But with humanism, I'm getting the feeling it's about being positive outlook and being considerate to others and being open minded. That could encapsulate lots of other things.
Absolutely.
But in humanism, what does it make it that therefore it becomes humanism?
That's a very good question, and probably one I think we're all considering now. I would say that being a humanist is one thing, but it also, because there's so much religious activity about, we want to get humanism out there, and so people are aware that it exists and that there are alternatives to being religious, because I think a lot of people will have humanist ideas and behave in a kind of humanist way, but not realise that they do, or not realise that those ideas are fit into a humanist sort of point of view. So we're getting the term out there, so people can come along, meet us, find out what we are about, and then, you know, they can decide whether that's the term they want to take on themselves. But it is kind of a kind of nebulous term. It's a little bit difficult to pin down, because it's, at its essence, it's just kind of common sense that there isn't any religious or any kind of dogma that we adhere to. There's no Bible that we follow as such. So you're absolutely right that religious people have got it much easier in that respect, because they can say, right, that's my belief.
Sure.
It's written down right there. Whereas we don't think that way.
There's no dogma, no Bible, no one set book. But are there maybe key writings or writers or key humanists in the past which some people say, I more or less think that group or that one or two people has seemed to can more or less hit the nail on the head in some respect. Who are these? What are the books and who are the writers, etc.?
Okay, well, I guess with humanism, you'd be looking at the entirety of scientific literature, all of it, research on any kind of subject whatsoever, be it the psychological through to cosmology. Any of that is would be of interest to humanists. I think in terms of writers, there are lots of famous writers who are humanists. Salman Rushdie, Alice Walker, who wrote The Colour Purple, Stephen Fry, obviously a prolific writer. So, I mean, there are lots of people that we can look to who have humanist values and who produce literature, though there isn't one set book of tenets that we would look to for this. Philosophy in general as well is a very, very important part of humanism, and exploring ethics, morality, and how we should live our lives from all sorts of angles. So humanists don't believe one thing. We create our own meaning and believe that that's just as worthwhile as having one set scripture to follow.
Are there... so the conversation is maybe atheism, religion, and there's this one here, humanism. I'm sure probably other categories of things we could talk about. But if we're just comparing yourselves to religious people, within religion, there are so many sects and subdivisions. Yeah, just within the Christian religion, I mean, you could write a book on just the subdivision, the right term, sects, etc., and different types of churches. Are there different groupings or subheadings of humanism?
No, not really. I think because the secular movement that's happened globally, especially in the West in the past few decades, it's meant that atheism has come to the forefront and people do now recognise themselves as atheists. But I think maybe we're too new to have actually formed factions yet, which is quite lovely. I think humanism is actually trying to draw in atheists to say that they are something positively rather than the quite negative term and a lot of views that people have about atheists as having no purpose or no morality. I think there are quite a lot of very negative views of that, and humanism as it is a way of bringing people in and making it a positive movement.
I'd also say that religion is split into so many sects because they've got a doctrine, they've got one book to interpret, and it gets reinterpreted and misinterpreted and by so many different people that's how it forks off and all different groups kind of arise, but that's not the case with humanism. I mean, Nikki and I probably disagree on political matters, this left, right, and centre, and Ben and I might disagree on other things, but that's fine. That doesn't matter. We discuss them, we debate them, and that's what you're supposed to do, really. So that's how we sort of humanists interact. There isn't any sort of any dogma that we're fighting over.
As if maybe, in one sense, maybe not the right word, but vagueness is useful to you, whereas if you're so black and white about it, that could give scope to this group going off here and having their own black and white version in their mind.
Absolutely.
And then the next group having another. Before you know it, their black and white is actually it's white and black.
And
you
also,
know, and it gets that's when it all goes wrong sometimes, isn't it?
And also, you know, we if we did argue on things, we would base our arguments on the evidence, and you know, what the reality is around us rather than. Something that was written 2,000 years ago, maybe, that it just isn't relevant anymore. So, you know, we look at reality, we measure it, we test it, and debate it on that basis.
Well, you're listening to Feel Good Friday here on Swindon 105.5. As you can hear, we're having a discussion with the Swindon humanists, what it means to be a humanist, and the particular not a branch, but the association here in Swindon. And we'll be coming back to our guests, Neil, Nikki, and Ben. We're going to go up a bit of music now. We're going to play Good Tradition from Tanita Tikaram.
Of love and hate, staying by the fireside. There's a good tradition of love and hate, staying by the fireside. Now the rain may fall, your father's calling you, you still feel safe inside. Although your mom's too proud, your brother's ignoring you, you still feel safe inside. Oh, was this solo? Was this yesterday? Was this true for you? While all the rest had taken time, this didn't do a lot for you. And the corners laced with memories tell you how it used to be. Your mother smiles, children play, and all the bad things happen miles away, and strong feelings never bother you. You hold your head up while the rest of us try to. Oh, call the stations, call the people, we all want to know. 'Cause while all the rest have taken time, you don't want to know. Fireside, there's a good tradition of love and hate. Staying by the fireside, no, the rain may fall. Your father's calling you, you still feel safe inside. And your ma's too proud, your brother's ignoring you, you still feel safe inside. Oh, was this solo? Was this yesterday? Was this true for you? 'Cause of all the choices you have made, this didn't do a lot for you.
Well, that was a good link there. Good tradition there from Tanita Tikaram. And she's got a famous brother, hasn't she? He was an actor. He was. Do you remember a show called This Life? Oh, no, hang on. I'm just looking at. Well, about the room. The late 90s. Do you remember that? Yeah?
Rings a bell.
Yeah. You remember the chap who played Ferdy. He was the gay friend of the other gay character.
Well, that's, I think his name was Ramon.
Yeah, no, the character's name. You're right. It's Ramon Tikaram.
But Ferdy was the name of the character.
Yeah, well, that was Tinta Tikaram's brother. We're full of trivia like that on this show.
Learn something new every day.
You do, yeah. You can put that. You can save that for Christmas, can't you? All right, we're going to give you a first chance here to listen to this week's mystery voice, and obviously we'll repeat it a few times throughout the show, and later on we'll give you some clues. Have a listen to this now.
It's wonderful, and it's daunting, and it's exciting, and it's a bit surreal, actually.
Yeah.
You know, to be stepping into something that is part of everyone's kind of television history, really.
Without shouting out the answers, how many around the table do you think you know this one?
Yes, definitely.
We've got one, you've got two, confident. Yeah. Three of you, yeah, all flipping out, okay. We should have a long chat about that, saying what it sounds like, but I'm not too sure. Well, we won't have to give any clues to our guests there. So we're back here, Swindon 105.5, Feel Good Friday, myself, Sean Hodgson, and we're chatting to Swindon humanists, and we've got Nikki, Neil, and Ben in the studio. If I could just maybe turn to you, Ben, and ask, is there a balance between the number of people coming to humanism from people who are atheists and interested, or people who had some, you know, religious convictions and coming to it, or is it just a total mixture? Could you put your finger on it in any way?
I think it's quite a mixture of people who perhaps have always been of the atheistic viewpoint or having a non-religious viewpoint, and other people such as myself who was born and baptised in a certain religious tradition, who've actually, as they've sort of gotten older, have decided that actually, you know, what has been preached to them that they don't actually go along with, right? And for me personally, the tenets of humanism, whilst there is a lot of crossover with some of the religions, I find that sort of seems to encompass more of my own personal sort of beliefs around there not being a god, that it's just sort of us on the planet, so I find it sort of useful in that sense. But I think, you know, that there's a wide variety of different views on some of the big issues, things like assisted dying and what have you, which is quite refreshing, because it sort of gives us a chance to all sort of make up our own minds about what the big issues are.
You mentioned assisted dying there. I know at the moment that's, I'm not going to say campaign, but that's part of something you are, as an organisation or as humanists, you are involved with, and have got, well, should we say strong views on it, or you're trying to get some changes, is that correct?
We're certainly assisting a group called Dignity in Dying, which is run by local Lord Joel Joffe. We're very, very proud to announce that he's agreed to become our patron of the group and is helping the group out. In return, we're going to hopefully be hosting a debate between Lord Joffe and somebody from the Bishop of Swindon's office, we hope, possibly the Bishop himself, during June of this year, regarding the assisted dying bill, which Joel Joffe will be presenting to the House of Lords in July. So, yeah, we'll be helping with that in any way we can.
So is that with a view to, like, when people go over to Switzerland and have the opportunity to say, well, I'm suffering from X and it's so bad, and let me die peacefully. Is it a bill to address that issue, but in this country?
Yes, it is. It's within very, very strict medical parameters, which I won't go into now. But yeah, I mean, it's
we're here all day, wouldn't we?
Yeah, indeed.
And we need a solicitor in the room to say, oh, no, that's not quite right.
Absolutely, yeah. I really can't go into that.
No, quite understand.
But no, within very specific medical conditions where terminally ill people would be allowed to die with some dignity and some control over when they died, rather than simply being forced to live out their last few days or weeks in well, terrible states of pain and awful, you know, situations for them to go through and their families to watch. So
that's in June. So you say you're going to be holding a conference or a debate
in Swindon. Okay. Yes, yeah, details to be confirmed.
All right, well you know, after we'll make sure we follow that and we'll get back in touch and we can sort of keep us up to date on those developments. I think it's something that will interest a lot of people, won't it, really? But just coming back to the subject of humanism and or your society, by the very nature of it obviously things aren't black and white, etc., and there's the formality isn't there compared to religion, but you are part of something bigger than just a group of people here in Swindon, aren't you? What is it you're collectively part of?
Well, as I said earlier, we are affiliated to the British Humanist Association. We actually had the CEO, Andrew Copson, come down and talk to us as a group back in January. So really we're part of promoting the agenda that they have and the campaigns that they have going. I mean, assisted dying is obviously one that we mentioned. There are other things like faith schools that they're working very hard on as well. So there's lots of campaigns that we want to help them push the national agenda. But also, as we're obviously a local group, we want to look around and see where these issues come up locally and then see where we can help out there as well.
But just with your association here in Swindon, if someone joined you, what would that actually consist of? Say, I'm a member of Swindon, or I'm part of Swindon Humanists. What would it? I mean, do you have a regular meeting place and time, and what goes on at such meetings?
We do. At the moment, we're meeting on a monthly basis at the Wheatsheaf Ale House up in Old Town. Our next meeting is actually April the 17th, where we've got a friend of mine coming along to give us a talk. While most of the members of our group are probably atheists and humanists, that certainly doesn't mean that if you're religious you can't come along to our meetings. In fact, you know, we'd love to have religious people along to come and join in the discussion and debate things with us. That would be wonderful. We'd really like to do that. Now, my friend's talk is actually around that sort of issue. The guy coming to talk to us in April is called Will Watling. He used to be an evangelical Christian going back a few years and then went through a whole process of losing his faith and turning to atheism and scepticism, which is another sort of area which is very big and popular at the moment that links in with humanism. And he's coming along to talk to us about that journey, how he took that journey, what sort of decisions and he had to make to do that. And it should be a fascinating evening. So we'd love to see as many atheists, Christians, Muslims, any brand you like, come along and listen to Will's talk. It'd be great.
And if we're looking ahead, months ahead, is there anything on your calendar that might be of interest to people?
Well, again, in May, we're probably going to have a couple of events on in May. Nikki's going to be looking to do a discussion group, which is going to be around faith schools, I believe, that sort of issue. So that'll be in the middle of May. Further on in May, I think about the 23rd, we're going to be having a joint meeting with the Swindon Philosophical Society. We went and talked with their group a couple of months ago, which was great, and they've kindly agreed to join up with us and do joint meetings. So we've got a guy called Chris, I can't remember his name now. He's from Humanists for Science, anyway, and he's going to come along and talk to us about those issues and hopefully have a good bit of debate with the philosophical people, so because they're really into that. And as we found out when we went there, they questioned us pretty hard. So.
What, harder than me, you mean?
Significantly.
Well, they really do the Jeremy Paxman interview then, don't they?
They go for it big time, yes.
They go for it big time. Did you hold your own?
I think we could have done better, but then that's part of the process.
Of course it is.
We're learning these things.
Yeah,
and,
Well, it helps it clarify in your mind, I suppose, a bit more about what is it am I believing? What do I understand about it?
Certainly.
You know, posing
absolutely
questions, yes, gets you to answer those questions. Yeah. So, anyway, what contact details do we have? What websites, if people want to get in touch with you?
Well, the website is very easy to remember, swindonhumanists.co.uk. We're on Facebook under Swindon Humanists. Our Twitter address is at Swindon Humanist, no S because it won't fit. So people can contact us in any of those ways. We try and update the website as often as we can with blog posts by various people and obviously updates as to the events and things we've got going on.
we'd love people to come along and join and comment on any of the posts and sort of get involved with the discussion.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming in today. So thank you, Nikki, Neil and Ben.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks.
And chatting to us. And good luck for the future. And so do keep us posted on your debate that's going to be happening in June. And we'd love to follow that, really. Maybe come back in, throughout the summer and... give us an update, really, and think how things are going.
Thanks. We'll look forward to it. Great. Thank you.
We're going to crack on now with the wonder stuff. Welcome to the cheaper seats.